Welcome back, everyone, to the Bullpen Report. We're back for another season as part of the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. And it's me again, Red Fox Roto, Dan Thompson, back to bring you the news, notes, and all the fab previews covering nothing but relief pitching all season long. Now, I was recently on the Relief Pitcher Tiers episode of the flagship FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast, covering relievers and saves with your regular hosts, Vlad Sedler, Jason Anthony. We went over an hour on that one, talking about a lot of pitchers and bullpen situations. So you can go back and give it a listen ahead of any last minute drafts you may still have left. But I know there are a lot of you who are done drafting. You've had your drafts already, and you're looking ahead to managing those teams you have in front of you. So this episode is for you. Now, for anyone new to the show, my regular season schedule features two episodes per week. Episodes usually run about 15 minutes. On Tuesdays, I recap any important news and trends that affect bullpens, closers, saves. And then on Saturday mornings, I record the weekend free agency preview. So look at the best options that could be available on a waiver wire near you. Now, today is Sunday, March 22nd, and I wish a happy first day of Fab to those who celebrate. The NFBC's first free agency run is tonight. Don't forget about it. So, of course, our first regular episode here on the Bullpen Report is going to be a Fab preview. Now, closer is one of those primary fantasy positions, along with catcher, where most drafts will have a run on the position where a lot of them go all in a short period of time. So if you happen to miss a run where your favorite targets fly off the board, yeah, you might end up with a Dennis Santana as your closer one. And then just a few specs or part-time guys behind him. And you might not feel confident about your saves category. If that happens, hey, you're probably looking at the waiver wire already. You know, what can I add? What can I do to help in the early season with those saves? So let's dive in and let's see what's out there. Now, one quick note, if you haven't heard the show before, I do always use the National Fantasy Baseball Championships, the NFBC, their online championship as a proxy for an average competitive home league. So when I'm citing ownership percentages or fab dollar amounts, it's always in reference to those OC leagues, which are 12-team roto leagues, standard 5x5, so they have a saves category. And as a seasonal free agency budget, you get $1,000. So with that out of the way, let's look at some pitchers that we can already safely drop today or whenever your league allows transactions. So Kevin Ginkel in Arizona has been drafted in 46% of OC leagues already. Ginkel's spring ERA is over 9. The WHIP is over 2. This is following up a disastrous 2025 season. I don't see Ginkel as a legit threat for early season saves, so I think that we can drop him in favor of better options. Robert Stevenson of the Angels should be another easy drop. He's owned in 43% of those OCs. Stevenson had a setback with his elbow. And I mean, sadly, he may not be a factor at any point this season, but definitely not early. So it's safe to drop him. And lastly, former Reds closer Alexis Diaz was in camp with the Rangers, but he had an awful start to the spring. He's already been released. And there's really little chance he contributes to a major league bullpen anytime soon. So those, thankfully, only 8% of OC teams that did take an early flyer on Diaz can go ahead and drop him. But we move on now to the pitchers who can get us those coveted early season saves and who are widely available off the waiver wire. So we started our drops out in Arizona. So let's start the ads in Arizona as well. Paul Sewald is available in 46% of OC leagues. Torrey Lovello has been kind of cagey answering questions about who his closer will be, but he has only mentioned Sewald, Kevin Ginkel, and Ryan Thompson as those candidates. It's not Ginkle. Ryan Thompson probably miscast as a closer. He doesn't get a lot of strikeouts, but he's very good at getting ground balls. Those kind of guys typically are seventh, eighth inning. So the logical choice remaining would be Paul Sewald. Sewald has pitched well so far in spring. He's got the 3 ERA, a 0.83 whip over six innings. He has struck out four and walked none. His velo is up over last year. But most importantly, Sewald has closing experience, and not just in his career, but for this Diamondbacks team, for this manager. So Sewald should definitely be rostered in more than half of leagues. Even if he only gets, you know, 5 to 10 saves before maybe AJ Puck comes back in as early as June, that's worth a late round flyer in drafts where he's been taking, but definitely some early fab dollars today. You want to bank saves when you can get them. And I do think Paul Sewald is the best bet off the wire this weekend. Now, our next options are two guys from the same team. The Twins bullpen has been kind of wide open all offseason. After last year's reliever fire sale, the two beneficiaries were Justin Topa and Cole Sands. They each saved a handful of games over those final 2 months. Now, between the two, it looks like it's Cole Sands who has separated himself some in spring training. Sands hasn't been spectacular by any measure. Only six strikeouts in 7 2/3 innings. But he does have a whip under one. But if it's Justin Topa that is Sands' competition for that top right-handed option, this is after the release of Liam Hendricks from the team, then we have to look at Cole Sands as the favorite there. Topa has struck out over 35% of batters in spring, which looks very nice on the page, but I just don't think that overcomes a 15.19 spring ERA from Topa. So give me Cole Sands as the early favorite for saves in Minnesota's bullpen, at least as the right-handed component. And Sands is available in 84% of leagues. Now, we shouldn't be breaking the bank for him. Ultimately, he's a mediocre pitcher on what could be a mediocre or bad team. But Sands likely won't be the sole closer, even if he's getting saves. I'd expect some mixing and matching from Derek Shelton, and the left-handed pitcher of choice should be the former Twins closer, Taylor Rogers. He's back. He's closed before. He's having a solid spring. And I do expect that Taylor Rogers will be involved in that ninth inning as well. Now, Rogers is available in only 27% of leagues. Looks like early drafters have been favoring him as the possibility out of that Twins bullpen. But for those where Rogers is available, he can be a solid target. Now we've got three other left-handers I expect to have at least a small share of their team's saves hierarchy to start the season. So these are guys who can be added to the bottom of bidding queues, for a low cost. I really wouldn't spend more than maybe $10 on them, preferably get them for $5 or less. But we've got Jojo Romero in St. Louis, Hogan Harris in Sacramento, and Garrett Clevenger in Tampa. Clevenger is by far the most skilled of the three. He's been talked about by Kevin Cash as part of a planned committee approach for the Rays. So Clevenger can be added in 54% of leagues. Jojo Romero saved 8 games for the Cardinals last season. He's performed well in spring so far, 7 strikeouts in 7 innings, 2.57 ERA, 0.86 whip, no problems there. Jojo Romero is out there in 40% of leagues. And Hogan Harris, he's got the spring strikeout rate over 30%, though it's not a skill he has shown before. Harris has control issues with a double-digit career walk rate, and that has continued this spring. Still, he saved 4 games after Mason Miller was traded away last year, and I do think Hogan Harris will be that lefty out of the A's pen to occasionally match up for a ninth inning appearance. And he is available in 81% of leagues. Now, that Sacramento bullpen, it may well start out as a full-blown committee. I believe, and others believe, Justin Sterner is the best overall pitcher in the A's pen. But I also believe the A's hope is that one of the veterans, you know, Mark Leiter Jr. or maybe Scott Barlow, can emerge as a sort of 1A option and maybe position themselves as a trade candidate for the summer. I really want to recommend Sterner. He's available in 38% of OCs. He's being drafted as if he will be that favorite for saves there. But I do think right now he might be more of a stash play than an immediate profit play. But I do have two more names who could potentially make meaningful early season contributions in saves, though they're definitely riskier bet, and therefore, you know, should be acquired as cheaply as possible. It's been well documented so far that the Royals' Carlos Estevez is way down on velocity this spring. He started out almost 7 miles per hour low, and even in his most recent appearance, he's still down nearly 5 ticks from last year's average fastball. I'm concerned he could be hurt. I mean, we could be a few days away from hearing Estevez will start on the IL with, you know, maybe a shoulder impingement, something like that. Or, of course, he could be totally fine. Either way, though, Lucas Erceg is worth a spec add if you have the roster spot. Erceg has had shoulder issues of his own. He's seen his strikeout rate plummet, really hasn't improved so far this spring. But I would still have him as the next man up in Kansas City and a reasonable at a cheap price. Now, the other name I have for you is Jordan Romano of the Angels. I still think Kirby Yates saves in the Angels bullpen, but it really wouldn't shock me at all if Romano is the one to get the first chance. He's thrown 5 scoreless innings this spring. He hasn't walked a batter. He clearly has the ninth inning experience from his time in Toronto. So I think Jordan Romano should be rostered in more than just 3% of leagues, at least until we know how the Angels will approach the ninth inning. So that's all I have for you today. To quickly recap, the best saves option who could be available in most leagues would be Paul Sewald in Arizona. I like Cole Sands and Taylor Rogers as possible adds out of Minnesota. And then we've got the trio of lefties who could kind of round out the bottom of your bidding queues. That was Jojo Romero, Garrett Clevenger, and Hogan Harris. And if you want to play the early spec game, my favorite options right now are Lucas Erceg in Kansas City and Jordan Romano in LA. Now, as always, pay attention to the news. We'll have announcements coming from managers and front offices over the next few days that could shake up the early bullpen hierarchies of some teams. But good luck in your bidding today and in future weeks. And I will be back next week for some more bullpen report action. Until then, this is the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Let's close it out.